Well, Councillor Dave Lane, Council Representative for the St. John's Transportation Commission, has announced that discussions between Metrobus and the union representing drivers and maintenance employees has reached an impasse. Here to bring us the very latest on this, he joins us live. Good morning, Councillor Lane.
Good morning, Geraldine.
All right, so what is the likelihood that we're going to see a Metrobus strike in this city?
Well, you know, the first thing I do want to say is that I've been on the commission for 3 years now, and that's given me a close-up view of, you know, the work that these people do, our drivers and maintenance. And, you know, they do an exceptional job, and I'm really proud that they're doing the work that they do for our citizens. So I want to say that up front because, you know, this is a negotiation we're talking about. We're trying to find an agreement that works for both, but this is no reflection of some sort of undervaluing. We really do see the value, and we want to find an agreement. In terms of a strike, you know, we wouldn't like to see that happen, and we'd like to try and avoid it. But, you know, where we are, I think we're really at one key sticking point. And essentially what it is, you know, the news is out there now, so just this is the key point, is that, you know, we're looking to end severance benefit that has been, you know, concluded by federal government, provincial government, other jurisdictions. And as part of that, that would mean that they would get severance pay of 1 day per year. This is a benefit that they have already. And they're saying, okay, well, if you're going to do that, well, we want you to give a similar benefit of more days, which you give to other city unions. And so that makes sense. You know, when I heard that at first, you know, they're not being unreasonable in the ask. But from a council perspective, I'm a commissioner, so I'm overseeing the budget of Metrobus. But I'm also looking at the city budget as well, because Metrobus is subsidized. And so I have to look at the cost and the implications going forward of that. So the kind of two points. One is that each day extra can cost up to $440,000 to the budget. And that's something that, you know, it's not a small number. But even in terms of just the days, we're talking about an existing benefit where they already get 1 day per year of work. And so we'd be enhancing a benefit. And the thing is, we're in a time now where, you know, when you enhance a benefit, you have go-forward costs on that. And with an uncertain economy, we just can't be making those sort of commitments. And you're seeing that right across the country, people in this uncertain economic time. We're looking at a deficit with the city budget. We just can't make those commitments. So I'm hopeful that we can find another way to come to an agreement that's not an enhancement of a benefit, but maybe some other ways. And I think there's still a couple of things on the table.
Councillor Lane, spokesperson Paul Churchill says Metrobus drivers are being treated differently than other city workers when it comes to benefits. And I know you kind of addressed that just now, but what is your reaction to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand, because, you know, the key point that they've got is that, you know, we have 1 day and you've got, you know, more days for city employees. But the thing is that, you know, yes, every negotiated agreement with different unions, they're going to be different. These are structured over many years of different agreements putting in place and changes based on certain circumstances that those unions have. So, you know, that is one certainly benefit that is different from our city unions, but they have benefits as well that are richer than city unions. So, you know, yes, I think we should be moving towards fairness, and I think it makes sense for unions to look at one another for how their agreements are structured. But, you know, this isn't apples to apples, and, you know, this is just one benefit, and we're just not in a position to be enhancing benefits right now.
Does the city have a contingency plan in the event of strike action?
You know, the Metrobus service is, you know, it's essential to many people, and we really don't want to see the service stop. So much work has been put in, particularly by this council and our commission, to bring attention to Metrobus. Look at how great the service is run. Look at how there's actually a lot of routes that are very convenient. You just might not know it. We've invested a lot of time and money into that, and so to see a strike would just be, you know, we really want to avoid that. It's not going to be good for anybody because it can have a disruptive effect, not just during the strike, but for months and years after.
But I mean, so people who really rely on the Metrobus will be without.
Yes, I mean, it doesn't affect the GO Bus service, but, you know, Metrobus is something that, you know, it affects students, it affects workers, it affects seniors, it affects children, it affects everybody. And I think that we need to be keeping that in mind as we decide, you know, under what conditions are a union willing to go on strike. I'm hopeful that, you know, we still have time. We're still willing to move on other areas other than in a benefit. So, let's get back to the table. Let's see if we can find something right now where we're not in a position to be, you know, increasing, enhancing benefits to find other solutions. And let's keep those buses on the road. They do a great job, and it's an important service to so many people.
And I guess one thing that is in favor of the city on this is the union representing Metrobus has recommended recommending that workers vote in favor. So that's that vote is coming on October the 5th. How confident are you that, you know, this will be something that will avoid the strike? I mean, we saw the union representing Loblaws to recommend that they vote in favor of the collective bargaining agreement, but workers didn't. So, I mean, it doesn't always happen that way when the union, you know, endorses an agreement. So how optimistic are you?
I'm hopeful. You know, unions play a very important role. Having a strike vote is an important part of their right and their ability to negotiate and to get, you know, fairness. So, you know, every member should vote with their conscience. You know, this is something that, you know, the recommendation is based on a lot of thought. We're at the end of negotiations. So I understand and appreciate why they're considering a strike vote now. What I'm trying to say is that here is why, from a, you know, elected official's perspective, we can't move on that one point. I'm hopeful that we can come back to the table and say, well, where else can we move? We might not get to exactly where the union wants to get, but is it worth striking over? And I think that's an important question to be asking.
And so recommending rejection, what do you think? Is there any likelihood that that's going to happen?
I can't speak for the union, obviously. I mean, it's their right, their role. I'm saying that I would like to see it not happen, and I think that we can find a solution that doesn't involve a strike.
Councillor Dave Lane, thank you so much for joining us live on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.